And this is Global Voice Network. Welcome to ABC Health. Info Health Talk on radio.globalvoiceradio.net. This week, we, as always, have Edward with us. He's going to be talking to us about, well, we were going to try and do some happy things, but we decided that there's too much weird stuff going on to only deal with the happy. So, show starts momentarily.
This is Health and Wellness Radio, spiritually, physically, and emotionally. You're listening to the Global Voice Radio Network.
Okay, here we go. Edward, we were going to be doing happy talk. We were going to be talking about things that are positive, that are uplifting, and would advance humanity, and basically give everybody warm and fuzzies and give them a positive direction to go. But of course, the powers that be, the globalists, the World Economic Forum, and everybody else, they won't allow us to do that. So, we're just going to have to visit the negative for just a little bit, but we're going to turn it around and we're going to talk about something positive before the end of the hour. I guarantee it. Good evening, Edward. Oh, yeah. How are you?
We have to balance it.
Yeah. Okay. 225, I'm muting you. And you may not be able to unmute yourself because you have to be muted while the show is on. We'll open it up for callers in a little bit. Edward, I hear there's interesting stuff going on in Colorado right now.
Yeah. Dr. Richard Bartlett and John Fleetwood joined Alex Jones to lay out how live Ebola virus in the Ervebo vaccine, that's a registered trademark, Ervebo, is being administered via a vaccine to first responders in Denver, Colorado, in order to prepare for an anticipated outbreak, quote unquote. The Ebola virus in the vaccine can be transmitted through bodily fluids, and shedding of this live Ebola virus has been detected in over 30% of those injected.
Okay, wait a minute. So what they're doing is they're preemptively, they're prophylactically vaccinating first responders because they're expecting a pandemic, but in the vaccine that they're giving is Ebola, and they're actually becoming...
Yes. Dr. Bartlett says that illegal gain-of-function research with Ebola, Nipah, and SARS-CoV-2 and bat viruses is currently underway at a new facility in Colorado Springs. And he suspects that the existence of this lab may be the reason for this anticipated outbreak of Marburgs.
Okay. So what they're trying to... people, it just doesn't get any weirder than this. It just doesn't. What can you do to protect yourself from Ebola?
People that have compromised immune systems and are being treated for all kinds of things, they're the ones that are going to be most susceptible to having complications from this situation. People that have strong immune systems can deflect most of these challenges, we'll call them.
Okay. Yeah, challenges. Okay, that's a really good way to put it.
I'll be honest with you, Paul. Last year, I kind of knew it was going to, I anticipated it was going to be Marburgs that they were going to bring out for a specific reason. All the other ones didn't really move anybody to go and do something. If people see everybody bleeding out of all their orifices, their eyes, their nose, their ears, their mouth, if they start bleeding and it becomes obvious, they can scare the living hell out of everybody. And the way they get all their desired results, the evil ones, is through fear. They can only operate in fear and ignorance of people.
Right.
So they're going to implement this and turn up 5G to activate the lipid nanoparticles that the CCC put in envelopes that went into the Pfizer and Moderna vaccines. And they're going to activate them with 5G and cause pandemonium is what they're going to try to do. Let's see how far they get if they scare the living hell out of people. We kind of have to let them know in advance this is a scare tactic.
Okay. Oh, there we go.
We want to build up the immune system, that's for sure. We always want to build the immune system to defend everything in your life. You build your immune system. It works beautiful when you got it going good.
Okay. So build up the immune system. Give me just a moment here. I've got to check the live stream and make sure that... Okay, that works. All right. I just had to double check and make sure that we didn't have choppy audio like we did the last time. Okay. All right. So if somebody's immune system is strong and they contract Ebola, what is Ebola? Is it parasitic? Is it venom-based? What is it? I mean, these guys all use the same playbook, right?
Right. Well, all I know, I do know one thing, that every time that Gates went and went around the world, Africa and other places, with his polio vaccines and Ebola vaccines, they spread polio and Ebola. So it's not like it's there to fix people. Now they're saying, well, they got a revised vaccine that the first responders were given in Denver, Colorado. First of all, for them to be given these vaccines, that must mean they're looking to protect the first responders from what? Oh, yeah, from an outbreak. And the lab down the street.
Yeah, but they're actually using the prophylactic vaccine to make them carriers.
Yeah, but they don't want – they're not going to tell you that. They're going to pretend like they're defending against it and try to spread it everywhere so people think, oh, yeah. Everybody's just getting it, so everybody's going to line up for the vaccines. And if they see blood coming out of their offices, guess what? People are going to line up a lot more than they did for the COVID vaccines.
Yeah, they're going to freak out unless they listen to this program. Now, okay, let's look at Ebola. Let's look at the symptomology. It's a hemorrhagic issue where it stops the blood from clotting. And that's how the blood is able to escape the body through orifices where it normally would not be escaping. Aren't there some snake venoms that do the same thing? I'm just spitballing here.
The snake venoms, they paralyze you, and that's what they used in the last vaccines. And they're causing tremendous problems in people's bodies, all those venoms. When a snake bites you, he paralyzes you. Well, what do you think's been happening to the people that are dropping dead on all the sports fields everywhere around the planet that were forced vaccinated or mandatory vaccinated?
Right. All the right, but Edward, that wasn't my question. My question was, how do you deal with a hemorrhagic issue? And I think we have somebody that might have a suggestion in the other conference room. Sheldon, do you have any ideas, any thoughts?
You are correct, and I don't remember what the species of the snake is. And there's also something else like a Gila monster or some ground crawler with legs that also, when they do that, you just start bleeding. You're never... You have no membranes. You're just one big sack of goosh. And that really hampers your breathing ability, much less your heart to pump all that. Go ahead. I'm done.
Okay. So it is, I mean, these guys love the whole snake venom and everything. They just find the most deadliest, nastiest stuff on the planet. And then they just go gather it all up. They go gather it all up, and then they replicate it, and then they mass produce it. And they release it because they have plausible deniability. And that plausible deniability means, well, maybe he got bit by a snake.
Or maybe not.
No, they're pretty
I think that's what we've got to dig deeper into, Edward.
It's called cobra snake venom. We're going to dig deeper into it. Yes, I believe that this is what I'm going to be studying right now. This was breaking news today I got, okay? So now I have to really, first of all, keeping your immune system very strong is so important for people. Don't let your immune system go to crap. You wanna strengthen it. I recommend that people maintain a certain amount of oxygen in their tissue cells, and the easiest way I do that is with the magnesium with ozone bonded to it. It keeps my tissue oxygen levels up high. That protects me against all types of things. I mean, a lot of different things it protects me against.
Okay.
Disease can only fester. If you remember correctly, disease can only fester in a low oxygen acidic state. It cannot fester in a highly oxygenated, properly alkalized body or environment. And that's Dr. Otto Warburg, the two-time Nobel Prize winner, proved it.
Okay, Edward, one moment. Sheldon, go ahead.
I'm sorry to interrupt. Bikehike.org, as in bicycle. That page will take you to this thing titled, "This is what snake venom does to the blood." There's 22 separate categories, including copperhead, moccasin, scorpion. It tells you what is going to happen with which species. I'm sorry, go ahead.
Bikehike.org?
Bike as in sickle, hike as in,
as in hiking.
.org, yes.
Bike.
There
hike
you go.
.org. Okay, so, and then you go look at the venoms, you go look for the hemorrhagic symptoms, the bleeding and blood failing to coagulate and everything else. Do you know if that site has safety measures or treatment measures that you can do? Let's say you're out biking or you're out hiking. All right, you don't have access to medical treatment immediately. I would think that it would be a good service for that website to have, find this plant or do this or do that, and it'll save your life until you can get to the doctor. Is there anything like that on there?
Well, just for instance, I opened up Survive a Copperhead Bite. Symptoms, snake bites, yada, yada, very painful, extremely rare in humans to die from the bite. Most severe consequence of a copperhead bite is temporary tissue damage at the site of the snake bite. What else we got here? Water moccasin. Yada yada, remain as calm as possible. Bite area below heart level. Okay, most dangerous, have some snakes venomous. Bites can be life-threatening. So no, it doesn't go into what your procedures that you need.
Right. If it was a snake
sure
bite,
a site out there.
If it was a snake bite, I would have them. If it was an actual snake bite, I would have them put the clay on it, pull all the venom out. But this is not a snake bite. We have to. We're dealing with Marburg Ebola receptors, TCP2. And the way the antidote is literally, get this, grapefruit juice or the grapefruit, tomatoes, they have the right ingredients in them to deal with the Marburgs as an antidote.
Okay, organic grapefruit juice and organic non-GMO vine-ripened tomatoes. Make sure you have them around.
Yes,
okay.
This will help with the Marburg. So, thank goodness.
Okay, well, at least we've got something that may be helpful. It may not be. This program is not intended to treat, diagnose, prevent, or cure any disease and should not be considered medical advice. As always, check with your own local health professional before acting on any information presented here. But that being said, I would like to think that anything that has the potential to save your life is worth a shot. We've got another conference room. We've got two of them going here. We've got the Global Voice Network conference room, and we've also got the Radio Ranch conference room. I noticed a couple of people unmuted in Radio Ranch. Does anybody else have a comment?
A question.
Okay, go for it.
Pink grapefruit or white grapefruit, because white grapefruit is being, it's quite hard to find if you can find it at all, unless you have it shipped at the end of the grow season from Florida.
Right. And as are pomegranates, because somebody found out that pomegranates will put lead in your pencil, and somebody cornered the market on them and made them almost impossible to get. Go figure.
Well,
I would think white grapefruit if you can find it.
Yeah, but I don't.
Yeah, Sheldon.
Is your cottonmouth snake?
Okay, 1 second, Edward. Okay. Go ahead, Sheldon. The cottonmouth or the copperhead?
Yeah, it's I'm digging. Cottonmouth snake, water moccasin, 7 facts. The venom contains hemotoxins that actually break down blood cells and create an anticoagulating effect. So there's one species that does it right there.
Okay.
Okay,
copperheads and water moccasins.
Paul,
all right, Edward, go for
it. We're talking about crate snakes and cobra snakes is what's in the COVID shots, okay? I'm just looking in my notes.
Right. Yeah, but this is a new day. This is a new year. Welcome to today. I'm thinking they came out with a new venom because people have already figured out that tobacco and hydroxychloroquine and ivermectin can treat COVID. So they're not going to release the same venom. They're going to pick a different one.
Right. But, okay, you know, sugar is an immune suppressant. So if you don't want to suppress your immune system and cause inflammation, you got to stop focusing on sugar and stop eating it. Learn to sweeten your foods with stevia and other sweeteners that are not sugars.
Okay.
If I may, before I go, Pest Wiki, PESTWIKI.com.
Okay, the meaning in Latin, the meaning of the word virus is venom. That's
Wiki.
The meaning of the word virus in Latin is venom.
Poison.
Pest is in pesticide, and Wiki, WIKI.com. There you'll find at least the water moccasin.
Edward, write down Pest Wiki.
Yes.
So pestwiki.com. Write that down, Edward.
Pest? P-E-S-T?
Yeah, P-E-S-T-W-I-K-I. Pestwiki.com.
And look up water moccasin if you've got a subtitle or cottonmouth. I'm sure there's going to be many more snakes there, but I was just answering Paul's question that there are snakes that do anticoagulant, and I know there's more than one. I'm done. Have a good night, gentlemen.
Thank you, Sheldon.
Thank you.
Appreciate your input and valuable research for sure. Gregory, did you have a comment?
Yes, Brian Artis. Are you familiar with that man and his work?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. Yes. Are you familiar with
all his news releases and Dr. Malkovich and all of them? I listen to them all. I want to know what they have to say. He's the one that came out and broke the news mostly about the crate venom and the cobra snake venom.
He's also the one that came out with tobacco patches as a way to plug up the receptors that the spike proteins would attach to. Gregory, yes, Dr. Artis, he did most recently have an interview where he actually broke the fact that tomato and grapefruit will inhibit Ebola's ability to attach to receptors in your body. Is that what you're getting at?
Well, actually, I was looking toward pine needle tea because it has the same type of healing ability on that factor. But also I wanted to ask Jeffrey if he knows anything about if you actually get bit by a snake or a spider or some boogie-boo, that you can hit it with like a stun gun and 5,000 or 10,000 volts, a million volts, or however many volts. You know, volts don't kill you. It's the amps that kill you. But that will neutralize a lot of those poisons, and you don't have to go down to the
I've had people bit by snakes and black widow spiders. I've had people bit by black widow spiders and snakes, and you pile the bentonite clay that I ship everywhere, and you pile it on top, and it pulls all that venom right out of your body. But as far as I'm reading my notes. Melatonin in babies twice as much blocks the venom.
Okay.
Alpha-7 nicotine receptors in the Harvard study. Tobacco itself that has nicotine in it prevents people from getting long COVID because
But we're not talking about COVID. We're talking about Ebola. And there have been studies on using stun guns for treating snake bites, and the results of that study were that it didn't really work. And the only thing that I can think of as far as why one would think that it would work, would that it would actually cause a searing of the tissues. It would cause a searing of the tissues and inhibit the venom from circulating into the body. Now, if you actually get bit by a snake or by a spider, then you can use something to draw the poison out, and bentonite clay does that very, very well. And there are also syringes. There are syringes with little plungers on the end. If you get bit by a spider or a snake or whatever, you pull that little device out of your pocket. You can get them on Temu for like $1, okay, or $1.27, I think, is what they are. You just put it up against the bite and you pull the plunger out, and it sucks the venom right out of the bite. And that's another thing that you can look at.
So,
but we have a unique thing going on here. We have a unique thing going on here. Hang on, Gregory. We have a unique thing going on here where the venom is actually coming from the blood itself. So it has to be treated differently. Now, what were you going to add?
Oh, yeah. No, I was just gonna make a little comical comment on. So you don't want me to take out my X-Acto knife and cut two X's on the snake bite and suck it out with my whatever I have to suck it out with. But
Gregory, whatever blows your dress up. Whatever blows your dress up, dude.
I'm over. Over.
Okay. All right, Edward. Now, we've pretty much talked about that. We've got about the first half hour of the program in the bag, and it's about time to a little bit of a break. We've got to talk about the sponsors for this program and the sponsors for Global Voice Network, ABC Health, .info's Health Talk, and other programs that Global Voice Network does, is the iTerra Care Classic Wand from Pryf International. And here's a little more about that.
Please stay tuned for this word from the iTerra Care Terahertz Frequency Wand.
The iTerra Care device has the ability to awaken dormant stem cells in the bone marrow. Yes, we have sleeping stem cells in our bone marrows. As you keep blowing this on your spine, you're activating these stem cells. And guess what? You're going to create brand new lungs, brand new kidneys. Eventually, as you keep using this over time, you will have brand new organs, glands, and tissues in your bodies. And that's a great news. You have to keep blowing this on your spine, because this is what the great Hippocrates said. There's a way to hit the bones, then all diseases can be treated. Activate that, awaken that stem cells in your bone marrows. Hit the bones using the future of medicine, which is frequency. Hitting the bones using frequency medicine. Yes, guys, we have decoded the secret to forever young and healthy body. This is your time. Grab your one device right now.
For more information on the Iterra
Radio, spiritually, physically, and emotionally,
please you're listening to the Iterra Planet Radio Network. That's Iterra Planet.com.
And what do you know? I hit the wrong button. I've got to do that at least once. Otherwise, other radio hosts get to push wrong buttons, and I don't get to. And it's just no fun. No fun at all. I want to share with the phone number or share with the audience, anybody that's listening on Global Voice Network that wants to join us on the program with a question. You can call, free conference call, and actually join us on the show. And if you've got a pen and a piece of paper, you can write down the number, which is 206-806-9826. That phone number, once again, I'll repeat it, 206-806-9826. Join us on the show with questions, comments, or if you just want to listen via telephone. If you dial in, if you're not talking, please remain muted. If you would, please. Keeps the background noise down. Edward, let's open it up for a couple of minutes, see if we've got any callers that have any questions about what we've covered so far. We've got one line that was unmuted. It was area code 225, and I'm going to unmute that line for a moment. Area code 225, phone number ends in 76. Did you have a question or a comment that you wanted to make?
Yes, I was trying Hello? To find out more about the Ebola virus.
Okay. All right. What's your question?
Is that being used right now? Are they using that right now among the populace?
Yeah. Yeah, they are. Alex Jones broke his story. He interviewed a guy that was talking about a prophylactic vaccination that was being distributed to first responders in Colorado, and that vaccine was found to contain the Ebola virus, and it made them able to have a 30% shedding and 30% transmissibility rate. So 30% of the people that got the vaccine were able to shed to other people and actually infect other people.
And these,
yeah, it's going on right now.
This is in Colorado, Denver, Colorado, where the first responders, nurses, ambulance drivers, law officers, they've been vaccinated with this new Marburg's vaccine. Down the road is the bioweapons lab that is, oh yeah, researching Marburg's and bat virus together. So why did
and
they
Ebola.
Vaccinate them? What are they expecting? Why are they protecting the first responders? Are they expecting a release from the lab?
Are they really working to protect the first responders, or are they setting the stage for plausible deniability for an accidental release from the bioweapon lab in Colorado Springs? It could go either way. See, they set up the potential, you know, we're protecting our first responders just in case there's an accidental release from the bioweapons lab. They've already put it in people's minds that there could possibly be an accidental release. But what the people don't know is that the virus is actually in the vaccine and the first responders themselves are spreading it.
Wow.
That's what we're looking at, and it's quite alarming. This is a major breaking story right now.
Oh, yeah, you think?
Because yeah. If they can scare the people with Ebola, with blood coming out of all their orifices, then they'll really scare the people and they won't be able to have elections. They'll want to, they'll text in their vote. They'll have that next.
This is designed to stop the election? Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure it is, because they know they can't win without cheating.
Absolutely.
They may not have an election at all.
No, it's always a selection. It's been a selection for a long time. People never knew it.
Yeah, well, yeah, we know that. But if we're in the throes of, you know, midstream in a pandemic, they've got plausible deniability where they can cancel the election and nobody's going to bother with it. Nobody will have a problem. And they'll just say, well, Joe Biden's been doing such a great job and he's been in there for 4 years and he can be in there for another four. So let's just let him keep the reins for a little while longer and maybe we'll do an election in the spring. Please.
Well, we don't know what they're going to do, so we're guessing. But we're not guessing about what they've done and what they're up to right now.
And we're certainly not guessing about what they're capable of.
You can just think about the most evil things. That's what they're capable of.
Yep. Yeah.
You know what? Here's a famous saying. The individual is handicapped by a conspiracy so monstrous he cannot believe it exists. J. Edgar Hoover is the one who said that.
Mm-hmm.
Head of the FBI through six presidents. I believe that's the amount. And he was one of the most corrupt people there was. He had intelligence on everybody and blackmailed everybody. And for him to say that the individual is handicapped by a conspiracy so monstrous he cannot believe it exists. And if he cannot believe it exists, he cannot understand anything about it.
Yeah, well, he was also the one that said that we'll know our disinformation program is complete when 100% of what the people, the citizens, believe is false.
That was Casey.
That was Casey. All right, fine. So, we're giving them equal billing. So, thank you, Andy. Edward, hold on 1 second. Andy, what was that again?
Hoover was a queer. He was a cross-dresser.
Well, of course.
Yeah, no problem. And Obama's Michael Obama, that he's thinking of running for president, isn't going to make it.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, because they just released all of Michelle Obama's history as a man before she got together with him.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Okay. If I might add,
wasn't it J. Edgar Hoover that tried to hide the mafia for so long?
Well,
I believe it was.
Yeah, I believe they hid everything, and the mob and the politicians ran all the cities in this country, and now every government, it seems, the mob is running the governments all over the world.
Yeah.
In the United States, it's the cartels running all the fentanyl up to Governor Sununu's state, that's New Hampshire. The biggest money laundering and drug operation ever in this country is run through Governor Sununu in New Hampshire. And the bankers and his district attorney, they're all involved in it. All of it was uncovered. I saw some amazing documentaries on the subject that most people have never seen.
Okay, Edward, let's see if we've got... okay, Brent, go ahead.
I'd also like to add, the people we think of as the mob aren't really those Italians or Irish boys.
No.
They can be
Yeah, they're not Russian either.
Well, they can be of any persuasion. There's mob, what you call gangsters, in every country.
Yeah. Okay, do we have anybody else with a question or a comment?
I like to think we're gangsters of love instead.
There you go. Sounds like a plan. Anybody else have a question or a comment? Yep, the love of truth.
Yeah, the love of truth. And a comment or question would be, I lost it.
Okay.
It'll come back over.
All right. Okay. Anybody else? Susan, did you have something to add?
Susan's not feeling good, right?
Ah, okay. All right. So, Edward, why don't you talk about ways to keep your immune system strong so if you do run into somebody that's shedding or run into an issue, that you've got the best starting point possible right out of the gate.
I keep my immune system strong and intact. And if, God forbid, somebody doesn't have a working immune system and has disease all in their body, we've developed a product that reoxygenates trillions of cells in your body, because the ozone is bonded to magnesium that everybody's deficient in pretty much. And as soon as you put the magnesium in your body, the cells kind of suck it up like a vacuum cleaner. And in this case, the ozone is delivered into the cells, which under the microscope, you can see the change. It raises the oxidative reductive mechanism of the cells in a live blood crenation test with saline solution. You say, what's that? Oxidative reductive. So let's see. Oxidative means reoxygenation of the cell. Reductive means reducing the toxins. So now you're activating the mechanism, the oxidative reductive mechanism of the cells, and you're raising it up, showing that you just took all dysfunctional health, all dis-ease in the body, and put it into remission from day one. If you just check the microscope, and you can see all disease goes into remission when you add the right things into the body that reoxygenates the cells and pulls the toxins out. You want to do four things when a person has dysfunctional health. You want to detoxify, you want to reoxygenate, you want to renutritionalize and remineralize. Whether it's a human or an animal, it's the same thing. It doesn't matter what kind of cancer you have, it's always treated the same way. You always you detoxify, reoxygenate, renutritionalize, and remineralize all at the same time slowly, because you don't want to detoxify anybody who's super toxic very quickly. You do it gradiently, but do not stop when you start. Once you start, you keep it going. If you manage to pull a person out of off their deathbed and you stop them from improving their situation with these protocols, they will go right back to their deathbed. If you
stop them from doing what is causing them to improve, they will rebound and go backward.
That's correct. That would be the right way to say it.
Okay. All right. Makes perfect sense. Makes perfect sense to me. We're at about 42 minutes, 43 minutes into the program. Edward, tell the people how to get the stuff that they can use to support their own perfect life.
These products can be obtained very easily, and I would advise people to read the documents about every aspect of what these products have, what they do, and understand that you're dealing with something exceptional. You want to go to abchealth.info, and that'll take you to the MagOzone right away. You can also go from there to the bentonite clay, calcium bentonite, or you can go to disease. Disease is the way they spell it, D-I-S-E-A-S-E, away, A-W-A-Y.com. Diseaseaway.com takes you right to the calcium bentonite. And if you look at the documents down below and go on resources, you'll see documents regarding the finest pure bentonite clay you ever had. And it'll teach you about that and the MagOzone. We do have atomic mineral water, ABC atomic mineral water, which is for remineralizing all the cells in your body, which is absolutely necessary. We are electrical beings, and the current and the frequencies have to move properly through our body if we're deficient in minerals, because we eat plants that have not been fertilized with anything but chemical fertilizers since 1954, and all of the sulfur, all of the minerals, it seems to be gone from the food, and that's why everybody is getting more disease. You'll see that farmers that eat their own foods, milk their own cows. I spoke to another man today, And I asked him, he was a very big, tall guy in Oklahoma here. I said, did you grow up on a farm and did you milk cows and drink the cow's milk? He said, damn, I had cereal and cow's milk all the time. That cow's milk, if you don't homogenize it and pasteurize it and you try to sell it, the government will come in and close you down because it's so healthy. They don't want people drinking raw milk and raw cheese. They do not want it. You do not want processed cheese, homogenized. All of that stuff is very bad for you. And the worst, Donna told me, is melted cheese. That's death. So when you put melted cheese all over your Mexican food and this and that, oh, well, just remember, melted cheese is death. Maybe you'll learn not to do it.
Okay, you're really upsetting my apple cart because I love ham and cheese omelets.
I can imagine I would imagine, yeah. I had a stroke in 1999, but nobody knows. I used to buy 10 bags of bagels and 10 of those Philadelphia cream cheese that were on sale for 88 cents back then. And when you mix carbohydrates, which is bagel dough, and you mix it with cheese, setting yourself up for pre-diabetes, diabetes, heart attack, strokes, and death. If you live long enough, it all turns to cancer from mixing the wrong foods in your stomach. You wanna properly separate your foods in the proper order and stop eating fats and meat flesh products with any carbohydrates whatsoever for 3 hours after you eat them. Stay away from anything that says carbohydrates, sweet desserts, sweet drinks. Stick with vegetables and meat products, salads, cruciferous vegetables, eggs. Stay away from the melted cheese. If you have to have cheese, make it raw cheese. Some stupid markets have more brands of raw cheese than others. Natural Grocers has a lot of them. I don't eat a lot of cheese anyway. It's very mucousy. And it's better to watch what you eat and live long and healthy than to eat for pleasure and die early and never get any pleasure in your old age.
But what about the food pyramid, Edward?
That's upside down. The government told us to eat all five food groups in the same day, in the same meal. All of that is a lie, just like when they told us that 8 glasses of water a day is the right amount to drink. Well, I beg to differ. If it's a 98-pound person and a 398-pound person, that's 74% water, and 94% water is in their blood. Do you think the same 8 glasses is going to suffice for the 98-pound person and the 398-pound person? The real rule is, Paul, tell them what the rule is.
I think it's an ounce for every 2 pounds of body weight every day.
If you're hydrated, and if you're not hydrated and you're dehydrated, which many people are, you can increase it to 1 ounce for every pound you weigh until you level off. And it's good to put the minerals in the water because it restructures the water so it hydrates your cells better.
Right, exactly. Okay, we've got about 5 minutes, and then we've got to shut the show down. We will hang around in the conference room a little bit after the show if anybody's got questions that they want to ask offline. But is there anybody that has a question or a comment that would like to come in the last 5 minutes here?
Question. Edward, what type of water do you recommend?
Well, I personally am fortunate, and I use well water. If you don't have well water, okay, and you are subject to city water, you don't want to drink it without the Freedom Sip Defense straws, and you can get them from the website under sipdefense.com. They're very inexpensive, but they stop all the contaminants, including the 250,000 microplastics that are in each of the bottled waters. None of the bottled water is safe. The smallest filter straw in the world fits in every bottle of water, and everybody will be happy to take them with them wherever they go to filter their water as they drink it. You'll have to learn more about it at sipdefense.com.
Right. Well, Now, you mentioned that well water, if you can get it, is better. But really the only benefit that well water has over city water is well water is not killed, it's not processed and destroyed, and it's not fluoridated or chlorinated. However, the well is going to take the water from an aquifer, and that aquifer is going to be fed by water, surface water, that has seeped through the ground and wound up in the aquifer. Well, I think at this particular point in history, or right now today, that with the prevalence of pharmaceuticals, with fluoridated water, with chemtrails and poison spraying, and pesticides and herbicides that are absolutely unhealthy for Mother Earth, all that stuff is seeping into the ground too. So that will also be seeping into the groundwater. So
water
even if you have a well, a reverse osmosis filter system, a whole house filter, or a sip defense straw would be a good bet. Wouldn't you say, Edward?
Now, the option of distilled water, which actually has more parts per million oxygen in it than tap water, is actually okay. The distilled water will help you through it. Now, there are some places that have reverse osmosis water stores. In Southern California, they have loads of them everywhere. I would recommend people definitely pick up that water and utilize it. I ozonate my water. I remineralize it to restructure it. If you think you're drinking toxic water, put a little bit of clay, the calcium bentonite clay, in the water and let it set and absorb all the toxins before you even drink it. You don't need much. It'll absorb all the toxins in the water. The same as if you wash your vegetables that have glyphosate on them, soak them in the sink with a little bit of clay in your water. Let them soak there, your fruits and vegetables, and it'll pull it all off. All that toxins will come off the surface of your vegetables.
Well, you can also use the bentonite clay to remineralize the water. You just put a little clay in the water, and you shake it, and you put the cap on it, and you let it sit. And while that clay is settling to the bottom of that jug, it is not only remineralizing the water, but it's absorbing the toxins out of the water and sequestering them at the bottom of the jug. Then you just gently pour it off and you drink it.
And it alkalizes you as well, because it raises the alkalinity of the liquid that you're drinking to raise the alkalinity of your body from an acidic state to a properly alkalized state where no disease can fester. Disease only festers in a acidic body. As soon as you start taking the magozone or the clay, you're raising the alkalinity of your body.
Okay, we've got about 1 minute left, and we've got a hand raised in the other conference room. Andy, did you have a question?
Yeah, how does the clay work with appeal?
With what?
Appeal?
Yeah, appeal.
I don't understand.
What's appeal?
Appeal is a new substance that they're starting to spray the fruit with in the major grocery stores that makes it look better and gives it a longer shelf life, but it's absolutely toxic to people.
It's unbelievable. They'll come up with something new all the time to get you.
Do you have any information, Edward, on whether bentonite clay will mitigate the appeal problem?
Here's what bentonite clay will do. It's a negative ionic magnet, a very powerful one coming out of a 43 million year old subterranean mine volcano. And it attracts, as a magnet, all positive ionic matter to it. That means poisons, toxins, unwanted bacteria, viruses, heavy metals, radiation. I have a 12-step program to protect you in case a nuclear blast goes off in your neighborhood. First thing is get down on the floor and don't look out the window if you see a bright light. The rest of the program is what to do with the bentonite clay to absorb all the radiation that's coming at you in the first 10 minutes.
You learning anything?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And where can people get that?
They should register on the websites, on any of the websites. And they can go
quickly. We're running out of time.
Register for the newsletter. One of them is, let's see, abcminerals.healthcare is another one. ABCminerals.healthcare. Right. ABCHealth.info takes you right to where you sign up for the newsletter and find out about the magnesium ozone that's so beneficial for us.
Okay. Good deal. Well, it's been a great show. Lots of information. Quickly, we're completely out of time.
Tomorrow morning at 11 o'clock Central Time is more Mito Call, and there'll be many testimonies. It's going to be incredible.
Okay. That's all right. Okay. And they can find out about that by signing up for the newsletter, right?
We can let them know, yes. The more Mito calls are on Saturday and Monday evening. They're going to want to hear these calls. They're outstanding.
Okay. Well, there's a Radio Ranch program from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. Eastern time tomorrow, and that's where a lot of the Global Voice radio listeners are going to be, is they're going to be listening to the Radio Ranch. But we are completely out of time. We've had lots of interesting information. Edward, give your phone number very quickly if anybody wants to know about the More Mito Call.
All right. 818-613-9206. Again, 818-613-9206, and I'll direct them to the calls. They're going to be very, very impressed by what these products are doing for people. No more pain, by the way, folks. We address pain. It's amazing.
Excellent. Naturally. All right. That's it for this program on Global Voice Network. It's the abchealth.info health talk. And it is also on bbsradio.com/logicalthinking. bbsradio.com, TV1. Every other Saturday evening at 10 p.m. Eastern, 9 p.m. Central. I'm Paul from Global Voice Network. Thank you, Edward, and thank you to all of the callers, everybody in attendance. It's been a great show. I love it when a plan comes together. I'll catch you right back here next Friday, 9 p.m. Eastern. Bye now.
This is Health and Wellness Radio, spiritually, physically, and emotionally. You're listening to the Global Voice Radio Network.